A very good afternoon to you, Ms. Crystal, and welcome to On the Reading News Analysis yet again.
A good afternoon to you, Ms. Happy, and to all the listeners.
I know that you have very interesting, exciting news for us from Velvicher University. So tell us exactly what NQA approved for Velvicher.
Well, thank you so much, Ms. Happy and the Eagle FM, for this wonderful opportunity to share amazing news with prospective students and also stakeholders. So on Friday, Velvicher University received the expansion of scope in 5 distinct qualifications by the Namibia Qualifications Authority, NQA. So basically, in layman's terms, we received full accreditation for 5 different subjects, mainly under our Faculty of Law, Commerce and Education, and then also one program under our Faculty of Health Sciences. And the programs that were accredited are the Bachelor's of Education in Secondary Education Honors, Bachelor of Education in Senior Primary Education Honors, Bachelor of Social Work Honors, Bachelor of Law Honors, and as well as the Diploma in Legal Studies, which is accredited at NQF Level 6.
Isn't that massive and very interesting news right there, Ms. Crystal? Now, of course, walk us through your accreditation process. How did it actually come about?
Well, Ms. Happy, this is actually a very important question also to the public out there who do not understand how institutional accreditation of programs work. So basically, an institution will submit a detailed application of its programs, and then the NQA, which is the regulator of programs, will then conduct site visits and evaluations and also address council feedback and so forth. And then thereafter, they will then issue accreditation of these programs. Now, what is also important for our listeners to understand is that during the accreditation process, we do receive provisional accreditation, which allows the university to actually open its doors for applicants of these programs with conditional accreditation. So during that time, the NQA want to see how the curriculum is responding to students. So in the midst that we don't have, like, you know, that our education program has been running for a while right now. However, it was not fully accredited, but that is part of the full NQA accreditation process so that the regulators can observe how the curriculum responds to students. And thereafter is when now they do a final site visit and then issue the full accreditation of the programs, as what was said.
Now, what does this mean for students, especially for upcoming intakes?
Well, I'm glad that you asked, Ms. Happy, because this is excellent. So our prospective students can now actually apply for our June 2026 intake in these programs. And our June intake will officially open on the 1st of April. However, I would want to emphasize also that for the following programs, Bachelor of Education in Secondary Education Honors, Bachelor of Education in Senior Primary Education Honors, Bachelor of Law Honors, and the Diploma in Legal Studies. Those 4 programs are now officially open still for the January intake for admissions. And that admissions will close on the 31st of March. So if you are out there and you still want to apply for Bachelor of Education in Secondary Education Honors, Bachelor of Education in Senior Primary Education Honors, Bachelor of Law or Diploma Studies, way to our website, which is www.wu.edu.na until the 31st of March. In addition, Ms. Happy, and also to our listeners out there, some good news is that the NASFA funding for subsidized education is still open until the 31st of March. So Number one, our students that applied for these respective programs mm-hmm. for the January intake last month, they still have the opportunity to still, now that these programs are accredited, so that they can too qualify for subsidized education. Equally so, those students that are applying now for the new extended deadlines for these mentioned four programs, excluding social work, can also still apply for the NSFAF subsidized, Ministry of Education subsidized education, free education.
Isn't that wonderful that there's still opportunity or ample time for them to actually still apply for subsidized education funding? Now,
yes.
How will you ensure, or how will the university ensure program quality going forward?
Well, Ms. Happy, we are currently tackling all our NQA conditions promptly, and we are also preparing for reaccreditation under Regulation 12.1. And so our blended models also combine flexibility with rigorous standards supporting Namibia's education goals.
Oh, that's quite interesting, Ms. Nassau. Now, of course, why expand now, and what's next for Velvicher University?
Well, for us, the accreditation really responds to our stakeholders' demand for advanced qualifications. And what we have also seen is that our stakeholders are now demanding us to actually roll out these accredited programs, especially those that are under the Faculty of Law, Commerce and Education, to all our campuses. And also we have received the feedback from our stakeholders that they would want the option of distance studies. So currently, most of our programs are offered on blended mode. However, we are now looking into the future and providing these type of options to our stakeholders. And also what stakeholders can expect next is our June intake. I will re-emphasize it, which will open on the 1st of April 2026 and it will close on the 31st of May 2026. We will also now be looking at offering different types of programs and also seeking accreditation for these type of programs, programs in ICT, for instance, in communications and marketing, in HR, business. Those type of programs is what the public can expect from Velvicher going forward.
Now, Ms. Nassau, any message for stakeholders or perhaps for the applicants themselves?
Well, firstly, to our partners, we want to say thank you for the support, NQA, NCHE, for always guiding our regulations and for the promptness in helping us to comply to regulations. Then also to our stakeholders, our students, for instance, I would want to say seize the opportunity and apply for the June intake and also secure funding by the 31st of March 2026 from the NSFAF. Also, in addition, the four programs that I just mentioned now, the Bachelor of Education in Secondary Education Honours, Bachelor Education in Senior Primary Education Honours, Bachelor of Law Honours, and also the Diploma in Legal Studies are now open on extended application admissions until the 31st of March 2026. So students who want to apply and who are eligible to apply, I want you to seize this opportunity and apply before the 31st of March. Also, Velvicher is your pathway to excellence where everyone is an achiever. If you have any questions, you can actually send them to our admissions at wu.edu.na, or you can actually apply online at www.wu.edu.na.
Wonderful. Ms. Crystal Nassau, thank you so much for giving us that interesting and, of course, massive good news from Velvicher University.
Well, thank you so much, Ms. Happy, Eagle FM, and also to our listeners. that were listening promptly. Please make your way to the website, get your documents in order. I did forget to say that we have an application fee of 230 Namibian dollars. However, if you do qualify for subsidized education according to the funding requirements, you do not pay any tuition fee or no, not tuition fee, but registration fee when you do register with us.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.